You're listening to Sophie Formica on 4BC Afternoons.
It's impacting us while we're here, and it can also be impacting us after we're gone. Now, this might sound a little bit morbid, but bear with me, because we just talked about the cost of living and the fact that it's getting out of control, but the cost of dying may even be greater for your family. The Australian Seniors Cost of Death Report has highlighted that nearly 70% of participants took 6 months or longer to financially recover from the death of a loved one. Just recently, the Australian Bureau of Statistics revealed a 17.3% increase in the number of deaths above the baseline average. Now, that included increases in deaths from dementia, from diabetes, and cancer. To understand a little bit more about how we can make sure we don't financially burden those ones we love when we pass, I'm joined now by Bruno Muraca. He's a personal insurance claims advocate from AFRM Claims Advocacy. Good afternoon to you, Bruno.
Good afternoon, Sophie.
All right. This is a bit of an expense that people probably don't really think about until it's too late and they're not here to do anything about it.
Well, the average funeral cost is between $4,000 and $15,000. Obviously, that's determined by the family. And often, you know, you've sort of touched on the cost of living going up. It often can become an emotional and as well as a financial burden for families. So often they're not thinking about the life insurance, which might be able to support them.
Yeah. Is that the only sort of post-death cost that people have to deal with, though? I'm sure there are other things that are expenses that perhaps we're not factoring in?
Well, look, as you touched on, in terms of the research showing that 70% of people required 6 or more months to financially recover, I mean, just it's the practicalities of it. Some people are having to move from 2 incomes to one, then they may still have a mortgage that they're paying down, you know, kids' expenses, it might be schooling expenses, just day-to-day living. That all contribute, and sometimes the remaining family member might not be the one who's traditionally looked after the finances in the family, and that makes it quite challenging too. So you can see how it does set families back.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, life insurance is one way to get around the pitfall, obviously. Do many Australians have it?
Absolutely. Look, there's over 23 million super funds out there. I'm talking about Hester's, Host Plus, CBUS, Australian Super, etc. They all have a default level of death cover or life insurance within them. So, yes, they are available, just the awareness is quite low. Less than 40% of working Australians know they have cover in their super to support them in the event of.
So are you talking about in the event of death or also in the event of being incapacitated and not being able to work and earn?
Combination. Yeah. So you're right. So in actual fact, most people aren't aware that if they are incapacitated, if they're not able to work due to an injury or illness, that they can draw upon that default level of cover in their super fund. In the case that we're talking about here as well, obviously if someone passes away, then the remaining loved one may have access to the life insurance within super. Often people think about extinguishing or taking out the super fund, taking the funds out of the super fund. Often they don't think about the life insurance component.
And do they usually pay out fairly quickly, or is there sometimes a lag between the time that you can access those funds where you may have expenses?
The industry average is just on 30 days. The key thing there, Sophie, is that a death certificate needs to be presented to the life insurer, and upon the presentation of the death certificate with some other accompanying documentation to demonstrate who the beneficiaries are, then it normally takes just on a month.
So, Bruno, if people want to be better prepared, what would you suggest that they do in a practical sense?
I think, first of all, it's just actually checking what cover you have. I think that makes a lot of sense. When we talk about the cost of living going up and so forth, no one budgets for an injury or illness, and certainly, when a death occurs, it often can create, as we've seen by the research, a real hole. So first of all, look at what you have available to you within your super fund. That's a starting point. In the event that then someone within the family has passed, ring the trustee, which is a super fund trustee. There's some information on the MoneySmart website, or alternatively seek support. We're an advocacy business. AFRM claims advocacy. They can look up our details. We've got some details on our website that can also help them about what they should consider in terms of next steps.
Yeah, great advice. And just, I think, one of those, it's one of those things, isn't it, that you don't really consider until you need it. And sometimes just a little bit of preparedness will make all the difference in the world. Bruno, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Sophie. Thanks for having me.
And as Bruno said, he is from AFRM Claims Advocacy, and you can always reach out to them if you have more questions, just to understand a little more about the policies that you do have, or indeed, if you don't, the policies that you might need.